All of our readings today have at their heart the idea of freedom. Freedom is a charged word for us Americans. We think of freedom as our ability to do what we want, when we want. But this is not the idea of freedom for Catholics. For us Catholics, freedom is found in our ability to choose the good. Anything that we possess, that we hold on to, that we cannot give up, really possesses us and thus controls us. Our first reading from Wisdom hints at the fact that we try and make great plans, but those plans will always fall flat when compared with God's plans. The psalm hints at this as well, telling us that our days are numbered, of course. The psalm hints at this, and so when we think of this, we think of God, and God doesn't think in days and years, but instead thinks in millennium. St. Paul is trying to convince a friend to give up his slave Onesimus. We too often want to control things and people and situations. We can enslave others to our own will. And in the gospel, Jesus tells us to renounce all our possessions, a radical idea. All of these hinder our ability to be free. All of these things hold us back from choosing the good because we are burdened with the things of this world. We are far too attached to the things of this world. So what is it that we cannot give up? What is it that we possess? What is it that we cannot give up? Honor, control, power, money, or our time? What is it that we cannot give up for God? It's a very dangerous question, but it's a question that leads to true freedom in our life. Not freedom to do what we want when we want it, but instead, freedom to serve God. Because in the end, all of us are going to be a slave to something in this world, as St. Paul tells us in another letter. Better to know what controls us now and work towards overcoming it so that we can truly serve the one master who can make us free. And that is, of course, God. Freedom is found when we choose to do good over our own selfish desires. True freedom is found when we choose God over the things of this world.